contractions, dilation never progressed beyond 1 centimeter. This turned out to be a good thing, as she was breached, and the umbilical cord was wound around her little neck 3 times. Had she engaged properly down the birth canal, she would have been strangled in the process. Did she not want to be born? Was I not able to let go of her? Our doubts were not merely based on a difficult delivery. We also had the unaccountable feeling that we would be tempting faith. Should we? From an early age, I developed an interest in spirituality. The literal meaning of spirituality is incorporality, essential nature. This became an essential part of my life. From the age of 16 onwards, I read books by psychics such as the Dutch psychic Peter Hurkos. The realm of the intangible has always deeply fascinated me. Personally, I have also had premonitions, intuitive insights. One time, I was driving my car to work and I spontaneously chose a different route. Later, I found out that a terrible accident had happened on a crossing that was on my usual route. Another time, I was offered a job that seemed like a lucky break. However, I did not accept the offer, and 1 year later, the firm went bankrupt. So, looking back, I understand my qualms about extending our family. Nonetheless, even knowing what I know now, I would not have decided otherwise. Jacqueline had celebrated her 3rd birthday some time ago, and we were nearing 30. In the end, it was Jacques, my husband, who decided for both of us. Let's do this. It'll be great to hold another bundle of joy in our arms. That was all the encouragement I needed. Although I never felt deprived as an only child, somehow our family would feel more complete to me. There was no time for doubt, as within 2 weeks I was pregnant again. After Nadine's death, I spoke to a psychic who is able to communicate with the dead and see things. She told me that I would have become pregnant with Nadine anyway, even if I'd stayed on birth control pills. While I was pregnant with Nadine, we moved to Hoorn because I longed to return to the province of Noord-Holland, an area in the northwest of the Netherlands. As I grew up near there, I was never really able to settle in the province of Friesland, where we lived at the time. We moved into a lovely house near the lake that used to be the South Sea, but had been cleverly closed by a long dike and is now known as Isselmeer. The house was conveniently close to the town centre. It was my grandfather's family home, which he sold to us when he decided to move to a facility for the elderly after my grandmother had passed away. This grandfather, my mother's father, also had premonitions. He would always know if somebody was not long for this world. He chose not to develop his gift. Although he spoke about it sometimes, it made him uncomfortable. One story always stuck in my mind. One night he woke up and saw a man in his bedroom stealing his coin collection. He saw him standing there, clear as day. He paid no heed to this vision, but about 3 weeks later, his coin collection was indeed stolen. It really struck me that my grandfather encountered this burglar later on in the streets, one recognizing the other, although my grandfather had not laid eyes on him before. Well, the burglar had probably seen my grandfather before because he took flight immediately. Although I cannot explain how it happened, I do know that this actually took place. I had a textbook pregnancy. Moving house was not an easy feat, as I was 6 months along and Jacques was suffering from spinal disc herniation, causing him severe back pain. Not the ideal circumstances for moving house, but with a lot of help from family and friends, we managed, more or less. Since we were moving to another part of the Netherlands, I had to give up my job. I intended to enjoy my newfound freedom and be a stay-at-home mum for the duration of our baby's 1st year. As Jacqueline was about to start school for the first time, and in a new town to boot, she could certainly do with some extra attention. Upon the nearing arrival of the baby, she would no longer be an only child. So there was a lot going on.